This is Frank Avney with the Secure Freedom Minute. Three senior Pakistani officers recently lost their jobs on the grounds that they had failed to keep the government's opponents from launching attacks on the military's assets. This time, the perpetrators were supporters of an Islamist former prime minister. The next time, they may well be jihadists doing business as the Taliban, ISIS, or Al-Qaeda, operating from neighboring Afghanistan, who are determined to overthrow Pakistan's government and seize its nuclear weapons. As former CIA undercover operative Charles Sam Faddis has pointed out, this would be just one of the dangerous upshots of Joe Biden's ruinous surrender of Afghanistan. Another is likely to be that these and other terrorist groups, now upgunned with $83 billion worth of our weapons, are gaining unprecedented power to pursue their ultimate objective, which is to destroy us. What's being done to prevent that? This is Frank Avney.